celebrating St. Patrick's Day, we took time to learn of the valued contribution to society and faith made by the Irish. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We visited with professor and best-selling author Thomas Cahill, discussing his book, How the Irish Saved Civilization, The Untold Story of Ireland's Heroic Role from the Fall of Rome to the Rise of Medieval Europe. Cahill painted the historical picture of the man who's become almost mythical, St. Patrick.
Well, you know, Ireland did rush from war to peace. The Irish were extremely bellicose people when Patrick found them. And Patrick himself was a Roman citizen of Britain, of the island of Britain, of the province, the Roman province of Britain, as it then was. And he had been stolen as a teenager by an Irish war party, and he was sold into slavery in Ireland, where he worked for a petty king and saw what it was like, what that life was like. Well, people like him, if they got away, never came back. They got as far away from Ireland as they could, and that was the end of that. But he did escape, and he wanted to come back. So he came back as a missionary. He came back as the first missionary to go beyond the Roman Empire. Before that, it's interesting that, you know, even people like Paul, you know, as we read his letters, he's within the orbit of the Roman Empire. He's within the Greco-Roman world. Nobody tried to get beyond that until Patrick. He's the first one to go to out where nobody wanted to go. So, he is a man of enormous courage to start with. And what he brings with him is basically the gospel and literacy, because there's no way of implanting Christianity without literacy.
The Irish had, you discussed their core values, hospitality, generosity, and courage. Did that play a part in the way they approached life and became, in fact, maybe talk a little bit about their role as missionaries, because they went back into the collapsed Roman Empire and planted churches all over, didn't they?
They did. They founded monasteries and churches throughout Western Europe, and those places became, in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th centuries, they became the new centers of civilization, because it was a collapsed civilization, and they were the places that had the books, and they were the places that made new books, and they were the places that taught people to read and write and to copy books. So they really were the civilizing centers of Europe in that period